This week, texting turns 20. On December 3rd, 1992, a British engineer named Neil Papworth sent the first text message ever to Richard Jarvis, a Vodafone executive. The text message arrived during a staff Christmas party. It read, "Happy Christmas." Since then, more than 2 billion people have taken up the texting habit. NPR's Steve Henn joins me now, cell phone in hand, likely. Hey, Steve.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well. Okay, so it was 1992. Seems like a long time ago. Cell phones were still these newfangled devices. What's the story of how texting was invented?
Well, actually, the story begins almost a decade earlier. A Finnish cell phone engineer named Matti Mäkonen, apology to Finns for my pronunciation, came up with the idea for SMS messages. Those are short message service or text messages. The idea hit him at a pizzeria, the story goes, in Copenhagen. He was at a conference on the future of mobile communication. And you have to remember, this was really, really early days. And Mäkonen actually hasn't made a penny on text messaging because he never filed a patent on the system he created.
So let's talk a little bit about how it works. I mean, why limit it to 160 characters? What was the idea behind that?
Well, you have to go back to the mid-80s. So there was a guy named Freedom Hillebrand who was part of the committee organizing how the mobile telephone system would work. And in the 80s, there was really very limited bandwidth. So he sat down at a typewriter and banged out sentences and started counting up the number of characters in the sentence. And he just decided that 160 characters was enough to write a sentence or ask a question. And we've been living with that limit ever since. And, you know, Twitter is based on that limit. That's why there are 140 characters plus your Twitter handle. So Hillebrand's afternoon with a typewriter led to hashtags, you know, and even things like star, dollar sign for Starbucks.
Huh. It makes you wonder what he was typing out that day that was 160 characters that he thought, yes, this is a complete thought. No one needs any more characters than
yeah,
this.
I'm done.
So, I mean, it's been a huge success. This is like this global phenomenon. Billions of people text. Often in developing countries, texting is even more important than email. How do you think it has changed us? How has it changed our culture in the past couple decades?
Well, you know, there's been a lot of hand-wringing over the years about how texting has led to the death of manners. And, you know, grammarians think that it could undermine literacy on a global scale. On that count, I'm a little bit more optimistic. I think the limits built into texts really spur enormous creativity. You know, the sonnet only has 14 lines. For billions of people, perhaps a well-crafted text is a thing of beauty.
NPR's technology correspondent Steve Henn. Steve, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
This is NPR News.